Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
if you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Keep it right here. You're listening to the TJRS Radio Network, going around the radio this sense, the only seconds away from the True Purpose Development Show. Keep it right here.
Well, 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 welcome. Well, we're having some interesting times tonight on our show, but it's okay. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to the True Purpose Development Show. I'm your host, Dr. Frances Adelia. And tonight, yes, this is summer 2014, July 31st. We're going to have a great show tonight. And yes, we're still continuing with our summer break rewind special. Tonight we're going to have a fabulous show with Frankie Darcel. She is a very prominent talk show host here in Detroit who has hit the tabloids some months back as a result of her being fired, Clear Channel letting her go, and it was kind of abruptly. And, of course, Frankie Darcel is one of our legendary talk show hosts. Well, I hope you're going to be inspired by her show, her testimony, how she's come back. I'm not going to spoil it for you. So I want you to stay tuned and listen. Before we get started with our summer break rewind, I want to give some latest news. The great news is that the television show, my talk show, Transforming Detroit, and you know what? There it is. We were on speaker that whole time, and that's. I'm hoping you're able to hear me now. We have some great news. Transforming Detroit is now on ABC, and we're very, very excited here about this wonderful, wonderful news. Transforming Detroit launched just a little over a year ago, and it started just great, kind of not planned. I was asked to be interviewed on a city's network, and I took the opportunity, you know, of course, was very excited that someone wanted to hear my story. And my story was one that is transformational and inspiring because I was experiencing homelessness. I had come from, I thought, the highest mountaintop in my life, not ever imagining that I would ever be off of that mountaintop. And in 2008, everything hit. I lost everything and had to start all over for my company that had gone, I had taken it from zero to a multi-million dollar company. I built my dream home off the lake, a Toll Brothers build, and you know how that is. I was a single mom at the time and doing quite well at this mountaintop. And as so many people, I was called to duty. It was quite apparent that there was yet another place, a higher mountain that I was called to go to. And on that mountain, guess what? The journey was going to bring transformation not only to myself and my children, but also be the catalyst for me to inspire people around the world, for us to inspire people, to save lives, to help individuals go through the journey that was necessary for them to fulfill their life's true purpose. I didn't know, but I will tell you this. As a result of my story that I shared with someone one day in a meeting, I was asked to be on their show. And on that very day that I was interviewed, first of all, on the way there, I almost lost my life on the freeway. Second of all, at the end of that interview, I was asked if I would be the talk show host for the city. It's right on camera. I was asked that question, and of course, I said yes. At some point in my journey, I think I had forgotten some of the things that I had visioned and wanted, like, for example, being a television talk show host. I said yes to that, and that right there gave me the opportunity to film and to do shows with free production, etc. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And phenomenal story. I always share this with you. Your story is just, no, this is how it goes. Let me start from the beginning. Your mess up and or tragedy is just your product for prosperity. Share your story. Be free with your story. Enlighten people with your story. And hold nothing back. Be not ashamed of anything that you've gone through. I'll never forget when it came to me intuitively after I was in the middle of my valley at the time, and actually I was at the end. I talk about the periods that we go through in the process of our journeys. I describe it as the process of spiritual pregnancy. When you have opted out of the monotony and the mundane processes of life, and you're saying to life, I know there's something else and I've got to go to this place. Life takes its course on your life, in your life, and begins to position you for what is necessary for you to get your soul's desire. Unfortunately, so many people don't realize what seeds they must sow in order for the dreams to come to pass, and they opt out of the journey. When in fact the journey is what's going to bring you through that personal development, that spiritual enlightenment, and I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about cultivating, bringing to the realization once again, realization, once again of who you really are, which is a spirit. You are a spirit having a human experience. Never, ever, ever get it twisted. That's what this is all about. And in this process of spirit having a human experience, you are faced with so many opportunities. And from those opportunities, there may be one thing or another that may shine. There may be one thing that you may go through that doesn't feel so good. But it's all for a great cause. And that's for not only you to come to experience profoundly who you are by going through these things, but it's also an opportunity as you're going through the things that life will present you with, for you to be an example to other people. So live and learn. Really, it is. Well, you're listening to the True Purpose Development Show. I'm your host, Dr. Princess Adelia. And this show is brought to you by the nonprofit organization, Bountiful Opportunities Group. We've been helping people help themselves since 1999, and many lives have been changed. In 2010, we made a decision and commitment to help billions to come realize their life's true purpose. And we missioned to do transformation tours around the world, and we've been doing that. Just coming up in September, we're going to be in Kenya, Bungami, Kenya, speaking to over 1,000 people, including 400 orphans. We're going to be changing lives, sharing our stories and doing these great things. All of us, we've been through the journey. As I was sharing with you about this process of spiritual pregnancy, I wrote the book, Pregnant in the Spirit, How to Birth a Life of True Purpose. And it's available in Amazon, in Barnes & Noble's, some of your local bookstores. As we travel around the world, oftentimes in many other states, I've had the opportunity of individuals purchasing the books. And so the books are in various stores around the world. I want you to get that book. It's not telling my life, but what it is telling, and it's introducing to the world the answers to that intangible process. Knowing is more than half the battle. If you knew where you were, you wouldn't be panicking. You wouldn't be having that anxiety. And I should say, you may have the experience of the anxiety, but you would not be so where you're running to the hospital and getting medicated, because you'd understand where you are. You'd understand some of the keys that are essential for you to have in the journey. You are birthing your life's true purpose, your life's dream. And the higher the mountain, the harder the climb. Okay? The higher the mountain, the harder the climb. And I don't want you to ever forget that. Tonight we're going to have, we are still on our summer break rewind specials. So tonight we're going to have Frankie Darcelle, her show, How It Is to Be Happy When You've Just Been Terminated and it's made national news that you are no longer on the top as that top radio talk show host that she is. It was a great interview. Second hour, we had great fun with my sister, Momo B. And I want you guys to definitely be inspired tonight. Remember this, your mess up and or your tragedy is just simply your product for prosperity. That's what it's all about, baby. It is your product for prosperity. It's all a matter of how you look at things. No matter what, life gives you choices that have consequences. In addition to that, at times life offers you choices knowing full well the choice that you would make, but presenting to you the opportunity to experience life and all of its profound results. So never, ever, 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 ever regret any choice that you've made. But understand that it is an opportunity for you to transform your life and also to inspire others to do the same. It's wonderful. We're going to take a song break. We may have to do a couple of songs, actually, because we may just have to do a couple of songs because it seems like things are going pretty slow here. That's okay. But we will be right back in just a moment. I want you to get on Facebook, your Twitter, your Hootsuite and all that great stuff. And I want you to let everybody know that you're listening to the True Purpose Development Show. And we're going to have a phenomenal, phenomenal time. I also don't want you to forget to mark your calendars because this Saturday, Transforming Detroit with Dr. Princess Adelia, my guest star, Gail Perry Mason and Dr. Rowe, we're going to be, the show premieres on ABC TV 20. So I want you to watch. I'm so excited. I know you should be excited because guess what? Lives are being changed. We're going to take a break, and we will be back shortly. You want us to hear a little something, and guess what it's going to be? Yeah, happy. I want us to do happy, and then right after that, we're going to have a little LJ Reynolds, and then we're going to come back with our summer break special. We'll be right back after this. All right, all right, all right, all right. That is happy. I am so excited tonight for our show. It's going to be absolutely awesome. so awesome, I know. And I'm hoping that we're having a little difficulty getting the show up. We're trying to get Frankie Darsale here to pull this to get our summer rewind going. But it's okay here. We are working through this. We are having our summer break special. And listen, no matter what you're doing this Saturday, I want you to know that you should be watching Transforming Detroit at 11:30 a.m. This Saturday, Transforming Detroit premieres on ABC, TV20, 11:30 a.m. So I want you to mark your calendars. You don't need to do anything but that. And that is for sure. It's going to be an awesome time. And I am super, super excited about it. And I'm looking forward to a great time. I'm premiering with Del Perry Mason and Dr. Rowe from the Dr. Oz Show. And Del Perry Mason, who is on Oprah Winfrey's financial guru list. It's going to be wonderful, all about health, money, and it's going to be fabulous. We're going to take another song break. We're going to listen to L.J. Reynolds, Keys to the World. I want you to enjoy this. Get on the phone, call your neighbors and friends while we get this other thing handled on the other side. And we'll be right back after this.
Had a key to your heart, girl, I make the fire start. Then I give you love and peace and love and love and love and love and more love. Plus I give you me, then I'll have the key. Nothing will keep us apart. Ooh, I know I'll make it with you. And I give you love and peace and love and love and love and love and more love. Plus I give you me, then I'll have.
Dawn Robinson from En Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and I'm so happy and so proud to be a part of the World Peace True Purpose movement. It's really something that the world needs right now because there's so many people that are downtrodden and they don't believe in themselves anymore. They don't believe in government. They don't believe in the church. They don't believe in anything out there, and they need to look to themselves. And so what you guys are doing with this movement
is so special because it's very strong. It's very supportive of people. And it just reminds them of how strong they really are. And yes, I can do this. And yes, I can persevere. And the short time that we have on this planet, I can do something great with my life. And I'll be okay. You know, it's like a voice of reason out there that just says to them that everything's going to be all right. So I really am proud to be a part of this.
Dear parents, much of what we learn in this world comes directly from you.
Whatever your message is, it will become part of us forever.
Please teach us to accept one another. Teach us to respect one another.
Please, do not fill our minds with hatred. Do not expose us to bigotry.
Do not teach us to judge each other
by race, religion,
orientation, or the color of our skin.
Teach us the concept of tolerance.
Teach us to understand one another.
Teach us to accept people
of different cultures
and persons with different beliefs than yours.
Please help us to create a world
where every man, woman, and child is treated equally.
Dear parents,
please don't teach us words of hate.
We learn from you every moment.
If you use a certain word
which might be hurtful to others,
we will repeat that word.
Please don't show us acts of hate.
If you act against people of different faith,
we will repeat your actions.
Dear parents, we are your children.
And we are relying on you
to help us create a world where every person is tolerant of one another.
Are you fit for the journey to true purpose? Well, knowing is more than half the battle. If you're looking for someone that can help you understand, develop, and bring to fruition your life's true purpose, you need to contact Dr. Princess Audelia, as she has traveled the world consulting and coaching people of all ages with great success. Dr. Princess Audelia, licensed practitioner and author of the book series Pregnant in the Spirit, is here to coach you so that you may live a totally happy and fulfilled life regardless of your circumstances. The choice is yours. Call today, 877-888-7979. Again, 877-888-7979. 7979 for your free consultation and opportunity to have the best life coach in the world.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Audelia.
It'll help if I unmute myself. Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, listen, we are getting ready to start our summer break rewind special with Frankie Darceau. Listen here. Before we get started, I'm going to keep saying it throughout the show, at the end of the show. I do want you to know that this show is going to go for about, it's going to go over a little bit. And it is a rewind, and at the end, we're going to have to kind of cut it off a little bit, but I will share with you where you can find the original show so that you can listen to the end, because it's a really great fun with Momo B, Cassandra Calloway, myself. I believe Richard was in there as well. We had a great time in the second half. After Frankie Darceau's excellent conversation interview, if you would, with me, it was fantastic. Don't forget, mark your calendars, this Saturday, 11:30 a.m., Transforming Detroit is premiering on ABC. Yes, and we are so excited for all of the people that we are going to be able to touch, and it's a pleasure to be on the same network with that Oprah Winfrey and The View and so many others have been. I'm so excited about this. So I want you to be sure to tell everyone. It's going to be Gail Perry Mason, Dr. Rowe. Those are my guests that I'm premiering with. It's part one, and next week will be part two. Listen, we're going to have some phenomenal things that we're bringing to you in our new segue, and I know that it's going to be bringing transformation. So without further delay, here's our summer break special starting right now.
It's been an emotional one.
Okay, this is Detroit Radio Diva.
did not see coming.
I had to give myself some motivation and say all those things I've said to other people for a long time. You know, that your test is your testimony, your tragedy is your triumph.
Because Thursday morning, popular radio personality Frankie Darcell was blindsided when she found out that the day before was her last day on air. Frankie was let go, fired from Mix 92.3 after 11 years at the station and 18 years with the company that owns it, Clear Channel, which also parted ways with five other well-liked on-air talents.
I worked with a wonderful group of people who today didn't work out to be the best day for them, and some who are still doing what they're doing, and I wish them all well.
Clear Channel Communications is in the midst of a money crisis. Reports say its financial future is shaky as it stares a $10 billion debt in the face that has to be paid up in about 3 years.
Did I, you know, want to have a retirement party and a gold watch? Absolutely. But that's just not the way that it worked itself out. Disappointed? Absolutely. But I'm also empowered.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond Fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Dr. Princess Odelia, the Queen of Inspiration.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the True Purpose Development Show. I am your host, Dr. Princess Adelia. This show is brought to you by the nonprofit organization Bountiful Opportunities Group, the home of the Global World Peace True Purpose Movement. I trust that you will be inspired, empowered, educated, and also entertained. We have a fabulous show ahead of us tonight. As we do every week, we bring to you the best guests with the greatest stories, stories that will inspire you, transform, and empower you. Tonight, we have none other than Detroit's phenomenal icon and legendary radio personality, Frankie Darcell, in the studio with us. Frankie Darcell, as you heard the clip previously, she was terminated abruptly. And I'm telling you, she is a signature of hope, a signature of inspiration, and we are going to have a great conversation tonight. Because I know for one thing for sure, what she's been through, so have many of you. And if she can do it, you can do it. She maintains her positive attitude, her focus. And I'm telling you, no matter what, it's a sad state of affairs, but you have to stay strong, and she is just phenomenal. We're going to have a wonderful conversation and show tonight, and I want you to get on the phone, get on your Facebook and your Twitter, call everyone, let them know that we're on live on the True Purpose Development Show, and it's going to be great. Don't forget, second hour, we have Keeping It Real with the Doc, yours truly, and Momo B. Tonight's QOD, we're going to be talking about the price of a good man. Are you willing to pay that, ladies? I know, ladies, you always say you want a good man, but do you really want a good man? Because what does that entail, right? It's more than a notion sometimes. But we're going to have a great conversation. We're going to keep it real. We're going to have some entertainment and some music. Listen, this is going to be a great night. I want you to get on your Facebook and your Twitters again. Call your friends, families, and even your enemies, because everyone needs a little inspiration, right? We'll be right back just shortly here We're going to have just some wonderful music. I have a song that I want to dedicate to our special guest, and it is The Great Song by Mary Mary. And we're going to hear that in just a moment. Frankie, this is for you.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Well, welcome back into the True Purpose Development Show. And yes, you are listening to Dr. Princess Odelia. And just shortly, we're going to be joined by Frankie Darcell, Detroit radio personality. I want to give you a little bit about Frankie Darcell before I bring her on, as I see her there. And I want to share something about Frankie. Frankie Darcell started her career as an undergraduate at Morgan State University, WEAA-FM station in Baltimore, where she was a station engineer for then-talk show host Kwesi Mafoum. Frankie became music director and assistant program director in Raleigh, Durham, and Charlotte, North Carolina, before moving to Detroit in 1993. Now, Frankie did not plan on being in Detroit for as long as she has been, but Frankie is very accomplished, an author of successful books, a lecturer, and a businesswoman. She has appeared on magazine covers and featured in more than 500 articles and publications, and can be found frequently appearing on both local and national television and radio programs discussing topics that matter to the community, especially issues that relate to the quality of life for women and children. Frankie is a major contributor to the YWCA Interim House, a shelter for women of domestic violence. I'm telling you, a woman after my own heart. And she has found a unique way to both inspire and empower her listeners and readers, often with great humor. We love Frankie Darcell. And I'm telling you, Detroit is missing her. But tonight, we have her in the studio. And I want to welcome her to the True Purpose Development Show. Good evening, Frankie. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, Julia. How are you?
I am so awesome, and I'm so glad that you are here.
I am glad to be here. Thank you for your time. Thank you for letting me share your space. Thank you for allowing me to, you know, have words of peace and sharing for everyone that is listening, quite frankly, you know, around the world, no matter where you are. And thank you. Thank you for feeling that I have something that I can share with folks this evening. It's my honor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's my honor. And I know I told people, I said, I don't know if I should call this an interview or a conversation. I said, because you know what? I really plan on being just relaxed and having a conversation, and because I believe that that's how you are, that's how I am, that's what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
So, for starters, how are you today?
You know what? I am. I always have been, and even on some of my toughest days, I'm good. You know, I am good. I'm better than good, quite frankly. I don't know if good is the best word I can use, but I'm well. I'm well. My family's well. My daughter's absolutely fabulous. I'm good. Thank you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I want to first start, I want to go back to December 6th. Let's start before then. Now,
okay.
When you came to Detroit, okay, I've heard you say in different interviews and they've written, you didn't plan on being here that long.
No.
What was your initial vision? What was your vision for radio? What was your plan initially?
You know, I'll tell you, when I was in a transition. I was living in Charlotte, North Carolina. I had just gotten married, had been married less than a year. And I knew when I started in radio in Baltimore that I wanted to work in a major market, in a top five, top 10 market. So when I started my career in working for Kwaisi Mfume in Baltimore, I knew I wanted to do that. So shortly after getting married, I had gone to the Soul Train Music Awards, and it was sponsored by a beer company, quite frankly. And I'm sitting in there talking about getting married, talking about shopping and doing the wifey thing. And a gentleman who was there by the name of Steve Hedwood said, listen, I would love for you to come to Detroit. You know, I want you, the same things that you talked about in this meeting, I want you to talk about that on the air. I want you to be this woman that's every girlfriend's girlfriend, you know, and really when you have the conversation, act like men aren't listening. So I said, yeah, I think about it. I knew nothing about Detroit except Motown. I knew about the Lions. That was it. About 2.5 weeks later, he called me, flew me into Detroit. You know, I'm from the East Coast. I'm a native of Brooklyn, and in Charlotte, you know, we get winter, spring, summer, and fall. This is May. I have on some cute little shorts. I get off the plane, and it was freezing in Detroit. And the first thing, I'm like, it's too cold here, you know? I'm like, it's too cold here. And you know, I'll tell you, when I came for that interview, there were a couple things that were happening. There was the Malice Green case going on. For people around the country that don't know, it's a brother on the east side of the city of Detroit that was assaulted and, quite frankly, lost his life at the hands of two police officers. I saw these two old men on TV yelling and screaming at just this old white guy in this oval. I'm like, who is this? Someone said, that's the mayor, Coleman Young.
And that's our news. That was the news. I was like, what is going on here? They made me one of the best offers that I could have. And I remember calling my former husband at the time and saying, you know, this is real interesting, but it is a great opportunity. So I went back to Charlotte. We sat down. We talked about it. And we both, you know, growing in our careers, said this is what we'll do. We'll go into Detroit for 3 years. We'll do what it is that we need to do. And we'll network to move to the next level. Had nothing to do with the city. It's just that we were going to move to the next level, what we thought would be great for both of us. Ended up taking the job in June of 1993, and I moved to Detroit. And when I moved here, I had a husband and no child, and today I've got a child and no husband. So it's 18 years later, and this city just engulfed and embraced me. You know, like I was born at Herman Kiefer, which is a historic hospital
right.
here.
Right.
And I, you know, I started to play in the city and hang out and, you know, and I thought, wow, look at this dynamism of all these brilliant African-Americans. Look at them in pop. Look at them in business. Look at them in politics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the city's got some issues, but, man, look what potential
yeah.
this city has. And I just became a native daughter. And here I am.
Hmm. Wow. Wow. So in all of this, in all of the years that you served, I'm going to say you've served in Detroit, what would you say, because that's what it's been, absolutely, especially yeah. for all of your fans here. That's what we, it's like you have been at service. Mm. What would you say was one of the greatest moments that stand out in your mind in Detroit in your whole tenure?
Wow, one of the greatest moments. You know what comes to mind for me
mm-hmm.
is 5 years ago I started an initiative called Frankie's Family because I knew that it was getting tough for folk in the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
Financially,
mm-hmm.
people were struggling. We knew about 2008 when the foreclosures were high and you know, folks were scrambling. I'm talking about everyday working people who were going to work and still coming up short every month. And I remember getting together with, God rest his soul, my good friend Ron Banks of the Dramatics, and I called Ron. Then I called Derek Coleman, who was an NBA All-Star. I said, fellas, this is what we can three do. Let's get some baskets together. Let's deliver those baskets, and let's take care of some families. I'm going to tell you something, Dr. Othelia. We were able to come up with 40 baskets for Thanksgiving for some families. Ron Banks, myself, and Derek Coleman in the snow knocked on folks' doors all over Metro-Detroit to lift baskets. Can you imagine what it's like to have Ron Banks knocking on the door?
Right.
Delivering those baskets. Right? Can you imagine Derek Coleman, who's 6'10", NBA legend knocking on your door saying, we want to give you a basket.
Right. How you doing?
And I will tell you, we did that. But this is what comes to mind out of all the wonderful things that have happened. That very next year, I would go to the grocery stores and let people know when I was on the air, come to the grocery store, and if you would, and you'd be so kind, just come to the grocery store, buy some non-perishable food items, drop them off here at my basket, and we'll deliver them. That was the next year. That day, a young lady came in, and my staff was with me, and they said, excuse me, you know, if you don't mind, could you buy something when you go in on your way out? You could just drop it off. She looked at us real weird. As a matter of fact, my promotion assistant said, dang, she ain't had to give us no grit like that. Let me tell you something. This is why we need to be careful about judging folks we don't know. That same sister went in that grocery store and came out with 5 bags of groceries and $25 in her hand. Let me say this. She dropped those groceries in the box that we had prepared. She took the $25 and put it in my hand. I went to grab her to say thank you. That sister whispered in my ear. She said, Frankie, you came to my house last year and delivered a basket to me. My husband lost his job. I had taken a pay cut. This year, he's got work. I'm doing better. we're doing better, and I had to come over here to give back.
Are you kidding me? I have tears. I have tears.
That is what happened on that day. And so when we talk about seeing people, especially assistants, come on, y'all, okay? We're so quick to think that we have something indifferent about each other. And if we really just took a moment and didn't judge each other, we'll find out we have more in common. That sister came all the way over. For those that don't know, it's probably about 15, 20 miles from Redford to the city of Detroit.
That's
to
right.
make sure that she met that day to give back what somebody gave her. That is one of the many moments that I've had in the city of Detroit. That's one of the things that come to mind for me.
That is absolutely awesome. And you know what? People don't understand that's what it's all about. You're not just on the radio. You're there creating opportunity. It's an opportunity to be a voice. And that's what they call you, Frankie. They say that you are the voice of the, you are the voice of Detroit. And,
well,
and,
you know.
No,
go right ahead.
No. I was going to just say you're the voice of Detroit. You go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, I was blessed that as an undergraduate in college, I was a high school All-American and a college All-American in women's basketball. I wanted to be a physical therapist. I wanted to be the first black woman to ever be a sports physician for a basketball team. And I was taking anatomy and physiology at the same time that I was taking speech communication. And I went to class one day, and they had these squirrels wide open, and we had to find the veins, and we had to. I was like, I can't do this. And the professor said, you're going to fail my class. You're going to fail my class if you don't do this. So I said, I'm going to have to get an F, and I did. But I left that day, Princess Odelia. I went to my next class, which was speech communication, and fell in love with radio. Kwaisi Mfume, who is from Baltimore, became a congressman out of Baltimore, became the president of the NAACP, national president of the NAACP. He trained me. He said, let me say this, and this is what I love about being an HBCU. Let me back up. Being a proud HBCU grad, he said, you must understand if you're going to choose this as your career, to always make sure that you play your Rick James records, play your jazz music, whatever format you're in, but make sure that you inform and empower your people. Because, you know, the church used to be our meeting place historically.
Okay.
Then the radio became our meeting place. He said, so have fun, but empower your people. So when I decided radio was going to be my career, I just love the flat fact that God blessed me to switch from anatomy and physiology to communication, and every day I was able to go to work, and I was able to do me. I remember people who would say to me, you know, why you talk about God sometimes on the radio? I'm like, looky here. When you do your show, you talk about who you want to talk about. But I'm doing my show. And when I get the opportunity, I just want to praise God. And I thank him for allowing me to be in a career where not one day, I've had my issues, but not one day in terms of my passion, that I did every day something I've loved for just about 25 years. So I just thank God for that.
That is absolutely awesome. You know, and when I used to listen to you on the radio, I remember at one time, and I was very religious at one time, and I couldn't understand how, I was like, how does she play the secular, and then she'll talk about God, and she's praising God? And then I realized it enlightened me and feathered me up where I understood. I'm like, you know what, she's free. She's free, she's open, she's casual, and it really invited me to a new perspective of what it meant to be spiritual, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Because you were just real. You were down to earth.
Yeah.
You know?
And let me say this. You know, I know more Christians that can do the wobble than folks I know that go to the clubs or make the face. So let's tell the truth and shame the devil. And let me say this. I've always had that. I've had that conversation a lot along my journey in radio playing, quote, secular music. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've always recognized that my one and only judge was really my Lord and Savior. That's number one. And that I know that they have had parties in heaven. I know that because my father and my nephew and my ancestors before me have said that they've made their transition. They've had a great time. You know, so the secular versus the gospel, and quite frankly, right now, if you turn to a gospel channel and turn the volume down and you watch some of the performances, you can't tell if this is the BET Awards or if it's the Stella Awards. So let's help you
name
yourself. Okay, go ahead. It's your thing. Go ahead. I'm forgetting.
It's okay. You can do whatever you like tonight on the True Purpose Development Show. And for those of you who are just tuning in, we have live with us Frankie Darcell, our Detroit radio personality, icon, and legend, even nationally. She made national news this year. But you know what? She also has a powerful story, and she's sharing it with us. We're having a conversation, so we appreciate you calling. I see all of the callers here that are on the switchboard. I want to thank you for calling. We have a couple of people with their hands up. I'm not sure, Frankie, if you want to later to take a couple of calls. They may want to say something great.
We can take as many as you like. Let's do this.
Absolutely. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a caller, 248-893. I want you to go ahead. Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show. Who do we have here on the line?
Good evening. My name is Kenny Howley. I'm calling from Farmington, Michigan, and I just wanted to call and thank Frankie for everything that she's done. To go into full disclosure, our kids went to school, Farmington High School together, so I did
meet
before.
No Falcons.
exactly, blue and white. And I met you before, but I have to say that you are definitely missed on the radio, especially your talk of the towns and your Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning radio show where you interview several different, you know, individuals in the city of Detroit. And I just want to give you one compliment. I think you are one of the best, if not the best, interviewer that I've ever listened to in my life. And I just can't wait. I know God has a lot of things planned for you, and I just can't wait to get you back on my radio dial, Frankie.
Aw, Kenny, you know I love you. There ain't nothing you can do about that, right? I don't know
ain't
if you have a wife or not.
Right.
I love her, too.
I appreciate it. I want you to have a great 2013. It's going to be beautiful for you. And I just appreciate everything you've done for our city.
Thank you so much, Kenny. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you for calling in, Kenny. You can continue to listen. Thank you so much for calling. I'm telling you, Frankie, this is absolutely awesome. This is so awesome. Now, you have, in your tenure, been here a long time. You've done so much. You've touched so many people's lives. And just recently, this happened. Now, I'm going to tell you, first of all, I want to say welcome. And I think when I saw you that night when we first talked, I said, welcome to the journey. I want to welcome you to the journey, first of all, a new journey that's going to take you to a higher mountain. And that's that. But it's painful. Now, you've been so tremendous in every interview. You've talked very highly about Detroit, and you've talked about how you've had to empower yourself. What do you feel will be your next move, or do you even know right now?
See, you want me to break some news on your show. Let me say this. I've got to do my own meditations. You know what I'm saying? I've got to check myself often. You know, I've met Iyanla. I interned with Oprah. I know some of the world's greatest speakers. Don't think that behind closed doors, we don't have our own issues when we deal with our own weaknesses and our own insecurity. Uh-huh. One thing I found out years ago, when I thought my success was about me and what I did every day. It took some time for me to realize, and God shook me up and said, "Boo, you need to understand, it's not about you. If it were not for me, you would not be you." So at that moment, I knew that all that I do, all that I am, is temporary. Listen, I know that this body I'm in is temporary. I don't expect anything to be forever. Even when you get shaken up, for those people who may have lost their job or lost their partner or they're in a relationship transition, you're sometimes never ready for it. I believe in what I call the 48-hour rule. And when I tell you this, if you ask anybody who is around me personally, make a decision and keep it moving. Listen, that was not my job.
Mm-hmm.
They had a need, and I had a service. When they ain't need my service, okay. So with that, was I taken aback? Absolutely. Was I a little shaken? Absolutely. Have I had my moments in the last 6 weeks? And when I think about it, I'm like, wow, 6 weeks have gone by. But when I think about it early on in the first week, did I get sad? Did I have my moment? I did, because I'm human.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had to realize I had more of my faith in my God than I had faith in man. And through this transition, as much as the decision that was made for me to enter this transition was about somebody's decision, it really wasn't about them. It was about me, right? Mm-hmm. It was about God
right.
shaking me up to prepare me for the next thing. I got comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I worked exceptionally hard, and I continue to work hard. But this was really about God getting my attention. So, see, I'm not even spending, and I haven't since December 7th, no, that's that. I'm going to tell the truth. Since December 11th, because I had my pity party for a couple of days. I did.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had to listen, and I had to hear God speak to me, because I had to be humble too. The people that folks pay hundreds of dollars to go see at a concert, I know personally. The access I've had to the world, and my daughter and I have traveled, and we've been blessed. But let me say this, and I want you to hear me clearly. God, this wasn't about them. This was about God getting Frankie's attention.
Mm.
And as I've gone through this, I had to stop and listen. It's not about them. So I have not been sad. I am not mad at nobody, because every day he shows how he's working in my life. I can't spend time talking about the decision they made. I got to start talking about what I'm getting ready to do, and there's some great things that are coming my way. He has shown himself. So I've not spent a lot of time being sad. Somebody sent me an email that said, my condolences to you about what happened. Nobody's planning my funeral. That job wasn't mine. I'm going to tell you something.
That's right.
We're raised to believe that you go to school, you graduate, or you go to college, you graduate, and you go get somebody.
You sound like me, girl. Go ahead.
Right? We have to start thinking about the fact that, you know what, it's okay to work for yourself. I've not missed a meal, and through the grace of God, I was prepared and need to be better prepared moving forward. But, you know, I had my own little business on the side, and, you know, I took care of my business in terms of some paperwork, so I'm okay. So I've never wanted to look at this transition as a decision that was made. I wanted to look at it as an opportunity. My thinking is this is an opportunity for me to move forward, not to fall backward. So I've actually, you know, I'm okay. I'm great. I'm great.
Wow.
You're not going to catch me, Dan. You're not going to do it. I was out at Driven. They did an event with the North American International Auto Show, and people are coming up to me. And let me just say to Detroit and those folks in this metro area, I knew that there would probably be some, oh, Frankie, you know, I had no idea, Princess Odelia, that it was going to be the response that I got. Man, these folks have shown this sister here and my child some serious love. And that's reaping the seeds. And my sister, who I love, and when I say that, I mean my biological sister who's in Virginia Beach, she said, we prayed together, we fasted together for a day on the phone, and she said, you don't need to worry because you sowed your seed. You could have just went to work every day and played Rick James and Anita Baker records, but you went over and beyond that, and you sowed seeds because you've been like that since you were 5. Girl, I was doing stuff like this when I was 5 and 10 or 15 years old. That's just who I am. I've always done that in my high school, my college. I was always doing stuff like that. She said, so know that God got you. So I've been surrounded by that kind of positive, you know, that people giving me some back of what they feel like I gave them. When I saw you that night and met you and your spirit and reaching out to me and said, hey, listen, and you gave me a hug. And you said, Frankie, you know this is going to be your journey. How you feel about it? Now, let me say this, too. You got to be careful who you say you let say they're going to pray for you, okay? Because I'm a realist, too. Because, you know, folks that will say, girl, I'm praying for you. And I'm thinking, look, you did not let me on December 6th, and now all of a sudden you're talking about you praying for me. A folk who talk about they praying for you. Okay? Because everybody's not excited about your success. And
absolutely
some people, got to be clear, are excited about what they perceive to be your demise. I'm clear about
that. Woo! That so is so powerful.
That I've learned, Princess Odelia, this relative to that one point. I've not, you know, people in court, you know, people have texted me or said, you know, I'm having surgery tomorrow. And, you know, people will normally say, I'm praying for you or will you pray for me? That's not what I say now. And I learned this through this transition. What I say is this. When you have your conversation with God, ask him for favor for me. See, because if I say to you, Princess Adelia, I'm praying for you, you know, that prayer might be to a stick. I don't know. It could be to a jar, a glass of water. So you may not be humble in your so-called prayer. But this is what I know. I believe if you are going to pray to God, you're not going to lie to him. So what I say now is, when you have your conversation with God tonight, would you mention my name? Because folks are not going to lie to God about praying for you. So I don't say pray for me and you pray. No, when you have your conversation with God, mention my name. Okay, go ahead.
And let God be the determining factor of what's going to happen at that point, because God is
going
to give
me
exactly.
But you're right, but I tell you what. If I ask you when you have your conversation with God, bring my name up, and if you lie to him, don't be concerned about me. You better be concerned about him, because he already knows what he lies. Don't worry about what Frankie thinks. If you have a conversation with God and say, I know I'm wishing this to ill will, God, wish that to this. Don't worry about Frankie Darcell. You got to answer to him.
And the motive behind it.
Okay,
and that is so true. You know, I wrote this about a couple of years ago. I said the energy from your current perspective is more powerful than anything you say or do.
Amen.
And one thing I learned in the journey was that, you know, a lot of times there would be people in my space that seemed in their actions as if they were on my side. But they, in fact, I would hear, you know how sometimes something just runs across your mind, and you think, oh, no, you know, it, about an individual, and you think to yourself, oh, no, that's not true, because they do X, Y, Z. Then I would find out that exactly what was running across my mind was the truth of them, but I ignored it because of what they were doing. And it came to me that the energy from your current perspective is more powerful than anything you say or do. So you could be smiling and looking in my face, but inside, that energy is going to come through, period. And we have to be careful, because some people are in our space just to hang around for when we get to the top so that they can cause for a crash. I call it like a plane crash. And so we have to be very careful. That is so true, so true. Mm-hmm. So you have, and I got your email. I hadn't gotten it at first. I'm glad I looked over here.
Yeah, you know, blame it on my head, not my heart. I just sent that to you kind of late, but yes.
That's okay. That's okay. For colored girls, let's talk about that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I am producing. This is my second. This is actually my fourth stage production. I did Eve Ensler's V-Day, raised money for the YWCA Intrum House that I have a passion for. And I said I like this. I did theater in college, and part of my degree, it required us to do some theater and acting and that, because we're actually actors, and it's, you know, you're an actress too. So
yeah.
I said, I want to do my next thing. And so, you know, almost some people sew, some people swim, some people play tennis. I like producing and directing theater. That's my extracurricular activity. So in last year, I got the licensing to produce Intozaki Shinge's for colored girls. We did it in October to a standing ovation, two shows. Decided to do it again, and during this downtime that I have, wanted to focus on theater and something that would take me away from some other stuff. So it's going to be up again at the historic 1515 Broadway Theater, downtown Detroit, in a wonderful, intimate setting of some brilliant sisters who came together. And I wrote a piece before that piece, that's going to be performed by two young women, 16 years old. My daughter, Fallon, happens to be one of them.
Aww.
And a wonderful, bright young lady by the name of Jayla. The two of them set up the story as young people for the experiences that they're going to talk about in For Colored Girls. I invite people to come out. It's a wonderful evening.
Absolutely.
And, you know, listen, here's your invitation. I've got tickets for you. It's six shows in 4 days. So I'm excited about it, and tickets are moving fast. Two of the days are already sold out. Hello.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. If I can have a shameless plug, the tickets are available at brownpaperticket.com and some outlets. You can go to my Facebook as well because there's some flyers there if you can post it as well. But so I'm excited about it, and it is a absolute must-see. And just so that folks know, on the Saturday show, just decided to do something different for the matinee show on Saturday, bring two colored girls, third colored girl free ticket, okay? So we just going to make it do what it do.
You know what? Then what do they say? One don't stop no show. Is that what
Honey,
they say?
That's what they say. That's right. That's right. Go get another monkey and just add them to the show. That's what they say.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. Well, that, you know what, theater is going to keep you busy because
you
know, a lot, life has a way with things.
Mm-hmm.
Trained sense of humor. A lot of times it's, you know, it takes for life to kind of push us out there, like, okay, look, I want you to go to the next mountain. I'm going to have to kick you off because otherwise you're not going anywhere, okay? And I have something else planned for you. That's what happened, Frankie. This is absolutely awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, I got to tell you, a friend of mine who's a great friend of mine, we were just talking about just the number of initiatives that, you know, I could do through my own company. And I got a little hesitant in the conversation. I got quiet. And he said, I've known you a long time. When you get quiet, something is going on. He said, let me say this to you, Frankie. First of all, you're a brand. You've done the work.
He said,
don't be scared, boo. He said, don't be scared. He said, come on out here. The water's just fine. He said, don't be scared. And I was like, you know, you're right. So I'm going to make it do what it do. I don't want to leave any of my greatness on earth. I don't want to take any of my greatness with me. You know, too often we have ideas, things we want to do. You know, there are a lot of people that go to the cemetery every day and they take some great ideas with them.
That's right.
I want to leave all of mine here.
Wow.
I want to leave them all here.
Well, I'm telling you one thing. Watching you go through this and how you've gone through it so strong, you actually remind me of Dionne Warwick. I interviewed her a few weeks ago, and one of the questions I asked her was, what was one of the things in your career that you had to overcome that you would say right now was the catalyst for where you are today?
Mm-hmm.
You know what she said?
What was that?
I didn't have any issues. She said that she looked at everything in her life as it was just some, it was what she had to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was a process. It didn't
That's
stop
right.
her. She didn't look at it as if it was a hurdle or a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It was just life. As far as she was concerned, she didn't have any issues like that.
You know what? And I'm not mad at her either. Because
mm-hmm.
you know what? Who you know, we've got to take what happens good in our life, because we only want to focus on the good.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
I'm who I am today because of all my life experience.
Mm-hmm.
Every
yin
last
and a yang.
That's right. Every last one of them make me who I am. And, you know, of course, when I was younger, I didn't have the wisdom, you know, today that I had 20 years ago. And I just thank God that I have an opportunity to write some of my mistakes. But, you know, we don't always learn from the stuff that goes well. We learn from the mistakes we made. Now, the problem is when you make mistakes and you don't see them as that, and you keep doing the same thing over and over again.
That's right. That's right.
You know?
That's
right. So my good is good, and my bad has been good for me, too.
That's right. Wow. Because it's the yin and the yang. From that,
absolutely.
That deep place of hurt, you realize your greatest joys. From that deep place of depression, you realize your greatest experience of happiness. And from
right.
a deep place of fear, you realize your greatest courage, especially if you choose to go through it without the blindfolders on. I always encourage people, too, you don't have to pick up the pills or the white pills. That's like driving down the street with a scarf on you, something over your eyes. You're not
mm-hmm.
seeing where you're going. We have to face it. So that's absolutely awesome. So, Frankie, I want to say thank you for coming on the True Purpose Development Show. This has been so awesome, and it's such an honor. Such an honor.
Well, I thank you. I thank you, Dr. Princess Ordelia. I thank you for the invitation, and that there are those that could learn, and I hope for those who, you know, are listening, that there was something I was able to share with somebody that have not gotten to the place where I've gotten, who felt like they were ready to give up or give in. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's now that you must be at your best and know that you're going to be okay. You're going to get through this. When I came up with that term, it's all in divine order. It's something that I live by. Now, sometimes
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to hear my own meditations because I'm mad today and I want to be mad. I want to be mad. I want to cry. I want to be upset. I'm going to do that. But at some point, you've got to put on your big girl panties and keep it moving. To the
wow.
brothers out, keep it moving. It's tough. Look, nobody said being a grown-up was going to be easy, and we ain't had no choice being a grown-up. I'm just saying to you, don't allow what happens to you to define who you are. You're going to get through that. You won't get through it. Ain't nothing that God going to bring you to that he ain't going to bring you through. And I'm not just saying that because I threw his name in. I'm telling you that I have lived in the fire, and the water has gone up and greatness has come out of that. So what may look like your tragedy is your triumph in the making. I just need you to trust me on that. And I'm standing on that today myself.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
So thank you for the invitation.
Thank
girlfriend.
You.
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to tell everybody to find you on Facebook, Frankie Darcel.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to come to Four Colored Girls. And
that's
tell
right.
them one more time. Where is it?
Opening night. I've got to have you there opening night. It's going to be fabulous.
Thank you. I will be
and
there.
You know, let me just share this last thing with you. I was talking to my sister today, right? Because I'm getting more speaking engagements now than I did when I was working. I can listen. I understand why somebody could end up feeling like, you know, we talk about women on welfare or people on welfare and how they get used to it. Now, I'm sure they don't get the kind of check I'm getting, but I could get used to not having a job, okay? Let me they ain't getting the kind of money I'm getting. But, you know, you get easy. Let me tell you, let me say this. You know, I was telling my sister that when you know something's going to happen, you got to be as fabulous in it as you can be. Right?
Mm.
Yes. And I'm just going to say this way, and you and your listeners got to follow me. When I, let me say it this way. If you think the day you may be, terminated from your job, or your boyfriend may break up with you on that day, you need to be absolutely fabulous, okay? I must tell you, and I told my sister jokingly today, she said, no, you didn't. I said, yes, I did. I had my stilettos. I had my fur wrap. And the last thing you're going to see is me be fabulous, okay? If you're going to go through a transition, let's just say somebody on your job, you may be going in tomorrow, you think you're going to get fired. When you go, be fabulous. And then take yourself out for a nice lunch. Have
wow.
your pity party and keep the move. But be fabulous.
Be fabulous. Going out the door.
And the last thing that they see on your job is your fabulosity, okay? I'm just saying. I'm saying.
Absolutely
you know,
awesome.
If that's going to happen, be fabulous. If you think your man going to break up with you and you're going to meet him at a lesser restaurant than you normally go to, be fabulous.
Be absolutely awesome.
Honey, be fabulous. And take yourself to the spa and go get your nails done and get a massage. Be fabulous. Don't stop at the corner store and get a bottle of wine and go home and look a hot mess. Be fabulous. And if you don't have time to get to the salon where you're going to go see him, stop at the store, buy a wig, and be fabulous.
That is absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Thank you, girl. I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you, and I look forward to seeing you at the premiere.
Thank you, darling. We'll be in touch real soon.
Yes, we will. Love you, sis.
I love you back, and ain't nothing you can do about that either.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you guys, this is Dawn Robinson from En Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and I am so happy and so proud to be a part of the World Peace True Purpose movement. It's really something that the world needs right now because there's so many people that are downtrodden, and they don't believe in themselves anymore. They don't believe in government. They don't believe in the church. They don't believe in anything out there, and they need to look to themselves. And so what you guys are doing with this movement is so special because it's very strong. It's very supportive of people, and it just reminds them of how strong they really are. And yes, I can do this. And yes, I can persevere. And the short time that we have on this planet, I can do something great with my life. And I'll be okay. You know, it's like a voice of reason out there that just says to them that everything's going to be all right. So I really am proud to be a part of this.
Are you fit for the journey to true purpose? Well, knowing is more than half the battle. If you're looking for someone that can help you understand, develop, and bring to fruition your life's true purpose, you need to contact Dr. Princess Audilia, as she has traveled the world consulting and coaching people of all ages with great success. Dr. Princess Audilia, licensed practitioner and author of the book series Pregnant in the Spirit, is here to coach you